Customer Service Standard. The Requirements. Meeting the following requirements prepares your organization to provide accessible customer service to people with all types of disabilities. Create accessible customer service policies. Set up policies on providing accessible customer service to people with disabilities according to the requirements of the standard. Make reasonable efforts to ensure that these policies are consistent with the key principles of independence, dignity, integration, and equality of opportunity. All designated public sector organizations and businesses and not-for-profit organizations with 50 or more employees must put their accessible customer service policies in writing and provide them on request. Consider a person's disability when communicating with them. Communicate with a person with a disability in a way that takes into account their disability. Allow assistive devices. Let people with disabilities use their personal assistive devices when accessing your goods, services, or facilities. Identify the availability, if any, of other helpful measures your organization offers for people with disabilities to access your goods, services, or facilities. Allow service animals. Let people with disabilities bring their service animals with them into areas open to the public or third parties. In situations where the animal is prohibited by another law, provide another way for the person to access your goods, services, or facilities. Welcome support persons. Let people with disabilities bring their support persons with them while in areas open to the public or third parties. If your organization charges an admission fee or fare, let people know ahead of time what admission, if any, will be charged for a support person. When, in limited situations, your organization might require a person with a disability to be accompanied by a support person for health or safety reasons, the decision must be made by consulting with the person and considering available evidence. If it's determined a support person is required, waive any fee or fare for the support person if one exists. Inform the public when accessible facilities or services are temporarily unavailable. Let the public know when facilities or services that people with disabilities usually use are temporarily unavailable, for example, an elevator or accessible washroom that is out of service. Notice must include the reason for the disruption, how long it will last, and any alternatives if available. Invite customers to provide feedback. Set up a process for receiving and responding to feedback about the way your organization provides customer service to people with disabilities, including what action will be taken if a complaint is received. Make information about your feedback process available to the public. Ensure your feedback process is accessible by providing accessible formats or communication supports on request. Train your staff and others. Train all employees and volunteers on providing accessible customer service and how to interact with people with various types of disabilities. All designated public sector organizations and businesses and not-for-profit organizations with 50 or more employees must keep a record of the training provided.